This is Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman and CC Bazaar. For more information, go to Overview Labs or mjhoffman.com.
Thanks for tuning back into the Strictly Sales Library with Jeff Hoffman. Jeff is here to talk to us today about how you can get over some of the common objections you hear on the phone. The next one that we're going to be talking about is gatekeepers. Jeff, when I hear people calling into gatekeepers, where they're often getting stuck is, oh, person X is unavailable right now. Why don't you give me your contact information and I'd be happy to pass it along. Sure. Any tips here?
Yeah, I mean, there's dozens of objections that we are well accustomed to from what we call gatekeepers, or people that are blocking us either formally or informally from access to the people we want to reach. And we know certainly back in the Strictly Sales podcast library, we've got a long one talking about gatekeepers. But for that specific objection, I think there is some stuff you can do. And there, unlike other objections early, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't want to talk to you. I mean, they're taking the message. But realize that taking your message or taking your name and number or getting information and passing it on, that passing it on actually decreases the response rate. You have a better hit rate or response rate from a voicemail to power than you do from a written message from an assistant. That being said, speaking to an assistant is very powerful if you understand what you should be closing for. So why don't we do it in a role play and we'll talk about it and I'll time us out a few times. And CC, I guess you'll be the assistant here for, let's say, Jerome. Okay. And I have just asked, I've told you something about my company. We've spoken briefly. And then you said, and I asked for Jerome and you're going to say, he's not available. I'll take a message kind of thing.
Excellent.
So we can pick it up kind of there.
Well, Jeff, Jerome is actually unavailable right now, but if you'd like to give me your name and the best phone number for him to reach you back on, I'd be happy to pass it along.
I'd be happy to do that. But let me ask you this. I actually don't know Jerome personally, so I'm not even sure if I need to speak to Jerome on this. What's your role?
Well, I'm Jerome's personal assistant, his executive assistant.
And have you been with the company a long time?
Oh, yeah. I've been here for about 10 years now.
See, I bet you can help me. Do you have like 2 minutes right now and then we don't have to bother Jerome?
Yeah, I have 2 minutes.
Time out. So that's one thing I might do is, look, we still might go to Jerome. I mean, I'm not saying I don't want Jerome. I said maybe. But I've got a live person on the phone who's Jerome's executive assistant who's been there for a decade. Pretty sure that she'll either give me the right name, confirm it's Jerome, but either way, give me a lot more detail. And I want to be – if she takes 25 messages for Jerome, I want to be the one where there was a conversation she somewhat remembers.
Totally.
So I'm going to engage that way. The first thing I asked in this stage, I did not ask what was your title or what your relationship was with Jerome. All I asked was what was your role.
Right.
Once you told me what it was, I said, how long have you been with the company? That's kind of a funny answer. Like, unless she says today's my first day, if she said 3 days, I'd say, well, you know what? I bet you can help me. You know, it doesn't matter if it's 3 days or 300 years.
Right.
You're going to be able to help me.
Absolutely.
Also notice that I didn't say great, fantastic, super on everything you told me. I just listened and answered. So that would be one. There's another thing you could do. We'll try it again this time. Do the same thing. Kind of say Jerome's not available.
Okay. Jeff, Jerome's actually out of the office right now, but if you want to give me your name and your information, I can pass it along to him.
Okay. Does he often call back unsolicited sales reps like me?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if he were going to, what would my message be so he'd be inspired to call me?
You know, Jeff, that's the first time anyone's ever asked me that question.
All right, time out. That's probably true. That probably is the first time anyone ever asked the EA that question. You know, I don't understand sales reps that spend their time writing proposals by themselves or writing emails to important executives with success criteria by themselves. It's like if you want to inspire someone to respond, why don't you ask what they want to see? You know, it's like I didn't say will he call me. I said does he often call back reps like this? And there was a pause and it was awkward. And she's like, I don't know. And we know full well she does. The answer is that he doesn't.
The answer would be
I gave her the out. Hey, if he's going to call me back, what should my email say? What do you want? What kind of message do you want to take?
That's fantastic.
What should you and I come up with, CC, where Jerome's going to like what we do. You know Jerome. What should I say? And people always engage on this. It's like, because they've never heard that before, and it's a sensible thing to say, and it's kind of disarming.
Totally disarming. That's what I love about it. That's completely disarming. And now I like you, and I kind of want to help you.
Yeah, you might. Like, we'll laugh. I guarantee you and I are going to laugh on this exchange today. But it's like, you'll say something, and I'll laugh. I'll say, well, I was going to say something totally opposite of that, so I'm really glad you told me that. And then you'll laugh, and I'll laugh because it's funny. And then when we're done, I'm like, you know, when we're done, usually you'll get that kind of like, I'll make sure he at least hears the message and calls you.
Fantastic. You know, Jeff, the thing I like about this the most is that you're not exchanging any of that corny, like, how are you doing today? What's new? It's you're actually getting valuable information while still having a conversation.
Yeah. Notice, too, in these exchanges, I've never asked your name. You notice that? I never asked your name. Because I think it's rude. I think it's rude to ask someone's name when you call them. Like, hi, can you help me? I'll try. Great, who am I speaking with?
Yeah.
It's like, screw you. You called me. Why should I have to tell you? You should know who I am. You called me. So I always ask for the name after I got my clothes. So if we get through this and then you say, yeah, I'll tell him you called. I'll make sure he called you, Jeff. And then I'll say, I appreciate that. What's your name, by the way? And then you get it. And you get it in a much friendlier way. Because then all I get to say is, and you say, oh, Cece. I say, Cece, thanks. Done.
I mean, done. Exactly.
How powerful is that?
So powerful. That's great. So for all of you out there who are saying gatekeepers are where I'm getting stuck, now you have your answer and your solution. Thanks, Jeff.